Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Roll Tide. We're so excited. Of course, they won in January.
Yes, national championship.
National championship. But I want you, if you don't know yet, I want you to hear a little bit of history about the Crimson Tide. And then we're going to go to the White House, where they were honored for all their wins.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, John, tell us a little bit about
Alabama Crimson yes. Tide football team.
They were the $8 million coach, right?
Yes, coached by Nick Saban. Of course, they represent the University of Alabama. But the Crimson Tide competes in what they call the FBS, National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Well, he deserves that income because...
Well, income? Where did he get the income from?
Yeah, $8 million.
Yes,
right?
he gets paid millions.
More
millions
than the NFL.
Yes, right? More than a lot.
But he wins.
Yes, he does.
That's the thing.
Yes, he does.
He wins.
In fact, the president of the University of Alabama was interviewed and asked... You know, Nick Saban gets a very, very large paycheck, millions of dollars. Can you justify that? And without question, the university president said, Nick Saban is worth every single dollar this university pays him.
Oh, I mean, sure.
They're an amazing team.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about the team, a little history of the team before we go to Washington.
Well, they are amongst one of the most storied and decorated football programs in all of NCAA history. And since they've begin playing back in 1892, believe it or not, 1892, they've had 16 national championships. And, of course, one of their most famed football coaches was Coach Bear Bryant. And he wound up coaching the team from 1958 to 1982.
Uh-huh.
And he has
Bear Bryant. It's time.
Six.
He was in that movie Woodlawn.
Yes.
He's like, it's because it's time.
How do you say it?
Things because it's time.
Okay.
Matter of fact, hopefully we'll have that when we finish up today.
Yes. Six national championships. Bear Bryant. Six.
Six national championships?
Six under his, coaching tenure, his reign, his deal there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting.
My grandson's named Bryant.
Is it really?
Yeah. He's an Alabama. His dad's an Alabama fan.
Big Alabama fan?
We all are. Roll Tide.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Tell us a little bit more so everybody knows.
Well, they didn't win a Heisman Trophy until 2009.
Which means?
Speaks volumes. It means that this is a team effort. You know, it's not based upon one individual. And that their coaching apparently had something to do with all of their winning. Because, I mean, you don't win a Heisman Trophy. That goes to the best, voted upon the best college football player for that year. And they didn't get one until 2009. Of course, they got one again in 2015. But their total victories amounted to 864 official victories. So this is a consistent winning team. 864 victories.
Say that again. 864 victories. I'm just saying. Roll Tide, right?
Oh, my goodness. We want to apologize to our Florida fans right now, but this is Roll Tide moment.
This is not their moment.
Okay, this is a Roll Tide moment.
Sorry about that, Blake. This is
exactly, Blake. I'm thinking about you.
Well, wow. So that's exciting. It's a lot of wins. It's the biggest winning team, college team in America.
I believe so, yes. In history, really.
I know so.
Oh, you know so?
I believe so. Okay. Did you hear that?
I'm just trying, you know, Auburn. I'm helping you guys out. I'm trying to, you know.
Stop. Bringing these other teams up. We're talking about Alabama. We're talking about Bama right here, right?
Roll Tide.
Let's go to the White House where they are being honored. The Crimson Tide is being honored for all these wins, but obviously the national championship they just won in January. Let's go there now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the White House. Roll Tide. I guess for a lot of folks, it's welcome back. So let's give it up for the national champs, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Everybody, please have a seat. We're so glad to have you here today. Now, my first question is, Coach, what took you so long? I mean, it's been three whole years since I last saw you. We've got some big Alabama fans in the house. Starting with your governor, Governor Bentley. It's good to see you, Doctor. We got some outstanding members of Congress, members of the Alabama delegation. One of my most important people, the guy who takes care of me in the White House, Quincy Jackson. Where's Quincy? I know Q got here. There you go. I want to welcome University President Stuart Bell for the outstanding work he's done, and Athletic Director Bill Battle. Of course, a lot of recognition goes to somebody who's in the running to be the greatest college football coach of all time, Coach Nick Saban. This is the fourth time I have hosted Alabama here at the White House. So clearly I've brought you some good luck. In fact, you could call me Obama. You like that? You've now won four titles in 7 years, which is historic. It's like winning a best of seven series, except you're playing 127 teams around the country. The last time a team went on this kind of run was in the 1940s. Back then, folks were still wearing leather helmets. I don't feel like anybody in a leather helmet would do too well trying to tackle Derrick Henry. Of course, even with modern helmets, they didn't do too well tackling Derrick Henry. Derrick racked up an SEC record of more than 22,000 rushing yards, which is the fifth most in major college history, 28 touchdowns, all the way to becoming the Tide's second Heisman Trophy winner. Give it up for Derrick. There he is. He's back there somewhere. There he is right there. I met Derrick last month in the National Prayer Breakfast, and we struck a Heisman pose together. His looked a little more intimidating than mine. But I want to point out that Derrick wasn't just there to pose for pictures with fans. He led a gathering in a powerful and humble prayer. And he prayed not just for the leaders in the room, but also for, and I'm quoting him now, people who weren't able to eat breakfast that day, people who don't have clothes on their backs or shoes on their feet. You can see Derrick's character in those words. This is a kid who grew up running down dirt roads and raised on his grandma's oxtail soup. And so he knew something about hardship and was remembering that hardship in his prayer. And that's the kind of grit that he played every game with, and that's the kind of determination that defines this entire team. Anybody who watched them knows it was not just a one-man wrecking crew. You had three more All-Americans, center Ryan Kelly, defensive lineman A'shaun Robinson, linebacker Reggie Ragland, who returned for a senior year to make good on the pledge he made to his mama that he'd get a degree. And, you know, just because he's big doesn't mean he's not scared of his mama. Led by Reggie and A'shaun, the Tide's smothering defense was the best in the country against the run, third best in scoring and total defense. Quarterback Jake Coker picked apart Michigan State in the semifinals, threw for 300 yards in the title game against top-ranked Clemson. And that come-from-behind victory was a good example of just how complete this team was. We saw a 95-yard kick return touchdown by Kenyon Drake, more than 200 receiving yards from tight end O.J. Howard, a surprise fourth-quarter onside kick. That's one of the few times you ever saw Coach Saban smile on the sideline. You know there was a good night if Coach Saban was smiling. Coach earned his fifth national title, and as a bonus, it gave him an incredible 5-1 record at Alabama against top-ranked teams. Of course, Coach Saban's teams aren't just defined by what they do on the field. Alabama was number one in the SEC and third among top 25 teams in graduation rates. That is something to be proud of. They also volunteered hundreds of hours in and around Tuscaloosa, at retirement homes and at hospitals and at schools. They spent some time with wounded warriors from Walter Reed and Fort Belvoir earlier today. Coach Saban and his wife Terry have raised more than $6 million through Nick's Kids Foundation for charities and nonprofits. And they're making plans to build their 16th Habitat for Humanity home in the 5 years since the devastating tornado in Tuscaloosa. That's one house for each of the school's 16 national titles. So for all the other frustrated football programs out there, there's a silver lining to all these guys getting these championships because they're doing some good with it. So I just want to say, Coach, couldn't be prouder of you and the work that you've done. I know that the people of Alabama are extraordinarily proud of this team. Maybe the Auburn fans don't want to admit it, but everybody recognizes excellence when they see it, and nobody's had more sustained excellence as a football program at the collegiate level than the Alabama Crimson Tide. Congratulations, and I'd like to say I'll see you next year, but we've got this thing called term limits. You can keep on going. All right? With that, let me bring up Coach Saban to the podium.
Well, certainly, I'd like to thank Mr. President here and the White House staff for the great hospitality that this is really special for our team and all the people who made our team special. I would also like to thank you for your service. I think everybody here appreciates anybody who gives their lives to the service of others and the quality of our life and our great country, so we certainly appreciate, you know, that. But I'd also like to say, I'd also like to congratulate our team and thank our team for a wonderful job this year. They did some things that were special in their own way, and I think the thing that was greatest about this team was they won as one. There was tremendous togetherness, respect, trust for each other, the principles and values of the organization. They all bought in. Tremendous adversity in losing early on and having 12 straight elimination games to win the championship. So this is a really special group. This is one of the last times that we'll be together, but it's certainly one of the most special times that we've had to come here and share this with you, and it's something that we certainly thank you for. And our captains would like to present you again.
Again?
I don't know what you...
I got a lot of these jerseys. Yeah. Let's take a picture. You guys help me out. Let's knock down this podium.
Is that exciting where they get a chance to be able to be honored like that? 860.
Four victories.
Congratulations, Crimson Tide. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And as Bear Bryant said, it's just time. It was exciting to see, you know, Crimson.
Yeah, it was.
Getting the awards and the shout outs. I mean, this is an amazing team. If you've never been to Alabama before, you have to understand they're born in.
Oh yeah,
I think they have like a football diaper when they're like in the thing. We were in, I think it was Pat and I. We were in a store in, I don't know, close to Alabama, you know,
area
Crimson,
sure.
Yeah, and we were in a store, and the baby comes in walking, maybe a toddler baby, and he had camouflage diapers.
Oh no,
I mean, he just had a diaper on, but it was a camouflage.
You have a big A across the.
No. I had the leafy, you know, okay. Camouflage and stuff.
All right.
You see my baby? You know what? Oh, he's right here. He's got camouflage diapers on. Maybe it wasn't camouflage. No, anyway,
oh,
so.
Who knows?
It was amazing. But they were dedicated fans. I remember we were camping with a whole bunch of Alabama citizens, and we're in the wilderness. We're supposed to be thinking about just, you know, roughing it and that type of thing. And all you hear in all these tents are like, you know what the score is? You got the score? Yeah. You got the score? And it was amazing.
Seemed to dominate the entire day,
yes,
didn't it? Yeah.
But they love football. They love football, and they use it in a positive way. I mean, it's good to see. You see Texas. Texas comes together so good. They teach the schools, the students, the state song, the state bird, the state flag.
Well, yeah. I mean,
most states don't come together like that, like Alabama or like Texas does.
Well, athletics is a really great thing for any young person to learn and grow up in, and just keep it, you know, the rest of your life. But especially the sport of football, you know, shows teamwork, good character. You know, you got to keep driving all the way to your score. Doesn't, you know, matters how you play the game.
It sounds a lot like what Jesus asked about his body, that we would be unified.
Yeah.
Moving, with him being the coach.
Sure.
You know, and moving in one direction. I think about even the sport soccer was used to unify, you know, South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was used to unify South Africa, that of all the things that the president could have used at that particular time, because you're wondering, you know, how is this thing going to work out because of all the oppression and all the apartheid and everything that was going on. And it was soccer.
What's amazing.
They unified around a sport.
You know, it really is. It's because a whole lot of people, especially when tragedy and things hit. I remember during, you know, 9/11, it was during a World Series period during that time. And the president came out and threw the first pitch. And it was just amazing how the whole nation was mourning. They were startled. They were trying to get over what just happened. And just taking some time off just to watch a sporting event in a light moment kind of shifted everything. And it just, it's cool. You know, it's great. And to see these young men being recognized for being champions,
right?
It's pretty cool.
It really is. But when Nelson Mandela used, president of South Africa, used that soccer, it was just a major thing.
Mm.
And so it can be used in just a powerful way.
Sure.
And they unify, I'm telling you. If you haven't been to Alabama yet, and I think it's called Alabama. If you go to Alabama and just hear, we're going to shout out to all of our Alabama fans and audiences out there, that it's just encouraging to see that. I love that unity.
And greatly to New Jersey and an Alabama hat. If you want to send one to the studio for him, go ahead and send one. He will wear it on air. We'll make sure that happens.
I will. He will wear it on air. I will. Now, real jersey, not these little fake stuff.
Okay.
Real
jersey.
All day long, at least on the program. I'll wear it on the program. I love that. That'd be nice.
Hey, listen, I'm thinking about you.
We need a jersey.
Get him a jersey.
Any jersey.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.